6:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. This show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal, Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois, and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me as always to my left, twin brother Billy. Hello,
hey.
Bill.
How are you?
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world.
Yeah.
Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Hello, Clay.
Good evening.
Welcome back. Last week was the Billy Squire episode. for our listeners, if you're a fan of Squire.
You had a nice evening.
Do yourself a favor and download last week's episode.
Yeah. Sure.
We played In the Dark. We played The Stroke, I believe. Great White snuck their way in.
They did.
Yep.
It was a very Kurt Loderific episode.
Yeah. It was very...
Kurt Loder was in the show.
He was.
For people who get nostalgic for MTV. If
you're Madonna's underwear.
Madonna's underwear was
made
a
an
feature.
Appearance.
Panos and Valletti.
Panos and Vallada.
Vallada, that's right.
They are. There's a lawsuit pending against Madonna. They were in the episode. So that's the recap for last week.
It was a blast.
I came into the studio here a little bit late. It's a Wednesday night here in
Slipping
Chicago.
Slipping and sliding out
it's
there,
slippery and slidey out there.
I got snow on my dish.
You got snow on your dish?
I got no TV access. I got 4 inches of snow on my dish.
I got to go outside and clean the dish.
I got to shake the snow off the dish, pumpkin.
Well...
Pumpkin.
You know what? You got a leaf blower?
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Is it strong enough where you could just...
No. I'm not Chevy chasing my way up a ladder and breaking my face open.
Hashtag Dish Network. We'll have to send them an invoice.
Yeah, I'm sending them a nasty invoice.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, well, I was a little bit late, and typically I like to do a recap outside while we have a nice... healthy cigarette.
Yes.
Right. And discuss the genius, the mad genius that goes into the program.
Sure.
Right. And we recap the week before. So we've just done it for you.
We have.
I haven't spoken to you guys, so it's an extra improv episode right now, I feel.
Ooh.
Yeah. How was your week, Bill?
It was nice. Thank you.
This is the section, part of the show, where you give me a gift.
Sure. I worked. Friday and Saturday night, I got behind a bar for the first time on a Friday night in a while.
Oh,
just a kind of a one-time deal. I'm not gonna
spin your bow tie for everybody.
Spun the bow tie a little bit. Things haven't changed. Still people falling off bar stools and puking. Same old
routine. Did you witness it?
Yes, I did.
And was it the same person that fell and puked?
It's the same person every time. This time though, it's like. Guys are.
Should have leaf blew them right out of the front door.
Well, it's like guys are doing Jameson shots and drinking White Claws. It's bizarre to me. And then a guy's like, it's usually a 20 something. I had a couple of those. I was looking at a guy and he came in and he goes, "Hey, what's up, man?" He's like, "Raspberry White Claw and a shot of Jameson, please."
Yeah.
I'm like, "Yeah, sure, no problem." He's with his buddies and.
Okay, cowboy.
You looking to get sick, fella?
No, I'm outside and I see him.
If you're looking to spin my bow tie, you got another thing coming.
Yeah. I'm outside and sure enough, his kid just pukes all over the front doorsteps of the bar.
He made it outside, though.
He made it out there, but I was like, but here's what happens now. People are going to walk by the bar and see that and go, "Oh, I'm not going in there." So I had to go behind the bar with the hot water and,
I'd walk by that and go, "This place must be awesome."
Yeah. Party.
Yeah. They're serving a lot of drinks in here. Well, that's unfortunate.
And then you created
an icy surface for everyone when you threw the water out there.
I did, unfortunately. Yeah. Actually, it wasn't too cold, but Saturday the following morning I worked as well, so I did double duty.
Look at you.
Ooh, Mr. Bart has really spun the bow tie.
I really spun the bow tie.
We've got to coin that term. I don't know if there is such a saying out there in saying land.
In Sloganland?
In Sloganland. In the Sloganland book.
The Sloganland book.
But so I did that.
Spinning the bow tie.
That means working hard?
Does that mean working hard?
I think it should.
Well, I'll tell
you
where
if you're working hard in the service industry.
How do I feel? I've been spinning a bow tie all night. How do I feel? I'm exhausted.
Right.
Well, there were
I did a double at the Four Seasons. I parked cars for 3 hours. I've been spinning the bow tie.
Well, I'll tell you what. Bow tie. There were on Sunday. I finished off my weekend by watching people who probably spun many a bow tie.
Really?
With the Oscars.
Yeah.
Sure.
Plenty of bow tie spinners at the Oscars.
Yeah. Didn't actually Lots not.
What'd you guys think? No host,
holds barred.
I didn't really watch. I watched for like a half an hour and I went, whatever.
I can't watch that. I watch Instagram like clips of people's speeches.
Right. Like I didn't see I didn't get a lot of comedy out of it. Sometimes you want a good couple.
Billy's looking for a chuckle while he's watching the awards.
I like a few good laughs, you know. And
you feel the show, the old world Hollywood glam that the is gone from the Oscars. It's not what it used to be.
It's too much glam,
right, Bill? It's lost its lust.
It has,
as they would say.
Bill wants Billy Crystal back in the action.
I do. I want Billy Crystal, you know, or Steve Martin kicking around
Jack Palance doing push-ups.
Well, Steve Martin did make an appearance at this year's Oscars.
He did. Him and Chris Rock came out, which was kind of funny because they had both hosted in the past. They took some digs at the Oscars a little bit themselves in their little short monologue. But other than that.
I've just lost interest in the whole scene. I haven't seen any of those movies. I haven't seen an Oscar worthy movie in 30 years.
I didn't understand all the hype and drama behind Judy, the movie that
Judy Garland,
that
Renee Zellweger.
Renee Zellweger.
Apparently you can win. That was beautiful, Bill. Yeah.
What was that?
Sounded like
it's my imitation of Renee Zellweger.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You do a pretty good Zellweger. You know what I mean? My girlfriend, she does a great Zellweger.
See this bartender over here with a bow tie that's spinning like crazy? He does an amazing Zellweger.
You just like saying the word Zellweger, how we all like saying Valhalla.
I was attacked by 1,000 Zellwegers.
It's a spider. It's a breed of spider.
You know, would you say a prehistoric spider?
A breed of spider.
Oh, a breed. I thought he's a. Forget it. It's a prehistoric spider.
Is that Wigga?
Right.
A South African Zellweger.
Kids, watch out for those South African Zellwegers. I'll get you.
They're venomous, you know.
They're venomous, those Zellwegers.
That was Paul McCartney. They're venomous, you know.
Paul,
yeah, I don't know.
We were talking about the Oscars.
I was shocked to see her win. I did not think she was going to win it.
I didn't even know she was in a movie.
I didn't either. That's how far removed from it. I was like, what's going on?
She won Jerry Maguire again.
Yeah, what happened?
And then Pitt won one for basically playing himself. So that's possible, which is nice to know.
I loved that movie, the Tarantino film.
That's what I need to do is write an Oscar performance around my everyday activities.
Mike asked a question, had I seen Parasite? No, but I own it at home. I have a buddy of mine, I think it's looking at it.
What?
How cool and techie are you? No, I haven't seen Parasite, but I do own it.
I do have a Blu-ray of it framed in my house.
Listen, I was spinning the bow tie all week and haven't had the chance to get to it yet.
It's on the Apple TV, yes. No, I have not watched it. I suggested watching it, and Mary said she didn't have the patience for subtitles that evening.
You know, sometimes you don't.
Okay. All right. So we've watched something else.
Skip it. No big deal.
But I did see the majority of the other stuff. Toy Story 4 was pretty cool. I saw that.
Okay.
I felt like that deserved a win. The Irishman, I think they got snubbed. I don't think they didn't get any.
Nope. It was rather kind of an uneventful, thing came and went. And I don't think people care what Hollywood people have to say anymore. And
I don't think people care about the movies, really.
Everyone's using the Oscars as a platform to say some sort of, have some sort of
political
statement.
Jab. Yeah, right.
I think people are just sick of it.
That's always bothered me.
They're like, just bring the show back. Can we watch the show again? A little bow tie spinning, a little tap dancing, a little bit of Anthony Hopkins.
I did watch some stuff before that I found a little bit entertaining. The XFL I watched this weekend.
Oh, yeah. The premiere. The premiere of the XFL.
It wasn't bad.
For our radio listeners, Bill, what is the XFL?
So it's Vince McMahon's new football league that's been resurrected. And a lot of people are seeming to think, he put $500 million invested into this. It's 10 weeks.
Yeah.
It's going to be on, I believe it's on Fox and ABC possibly, where these games are going to be broadcast. And
what are the new team? What's the team names?
Okay. So I know some of the team names. I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
No, Mike said, what are some of the differences between the
differences
XFL and the NFL?
Okay, so there's scoring differences. So when you're going for a touchdown, if you score 6 for a touchdown, but then you have the option. There are no kicking extra points.
Okay.
Ooh. So you can score either 1, 2, or 3. So you could score you score 1 point, you start on the 2-yard line. Mm-hmm. 2 points, start on the 5. And 3 points if you start on the 10-yard line and score from there.
Wow.
So there's a potential for a 9-point score.
other rule changes are. There still are field goals are still allowed.
Is there kickoffs?
There are kickoffs, but it's different.
In the old XFL, they used to have like a...
so they start...
They would put the ball in the 50 and two guys would run for it and whoever got it.
Right, so...
But then people were getting knocked out.
This is actually more of a... From that. In the way that the rules are a little bit, this is more of a branded style of football that caters towards guys that are still...
Developmental football.
Correct. Like, you know, this isn't like...
They're trying to get noticed by the Rams.
This is developmental
well,
football.
Well, I think whereas... You know, the XFL had a lot of WWE type qualities to it with the names of the players, and that's all been taken out of. This is just a brand of football that they wanted to put out.
Is this more or less prestigious than Canadian football?
I think it's probably. I think it's right there because it's hard to say yet because we haven't seen the influx of talent that's going to go into the XFL.
Will anyone from the XFL ever win a Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Somebody will eventually make an NFL roster that's playing this year and probably be on a Super Bowl team. The odds are just
there. So it's
there.
Basically a scouting device for the NFL.
And the NFL seems to like this.
Right. Let's start the
for now.
You know who else
now,
likes
you know
it?
I mean?
Bookies.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Who wouldn't?
Well, we should start the XBA and have it be a Extreme Basketball Association.
I think that's been done, though. I mean, what's
we'll
the league?
We'll have the whole game on a giant trampoline court.
Right.
Put the rims 30 feet high.
The first team of the XBA?
The Oatmeals.
The Zellweger Spiders. Prehistoric Zellwiggers.
The prehistoric Zellwiggers. The Los Angeles Prehistoric Zellwiggers.
Right.
The Zellwiggers.
Yeah.
Awesome. Called the Z's for short.
And they all wear Judy Garland outfits.
Going to the Z's game?
Going to the Z's game, yeah. But
they're serving hot oatmeal.
They are. They're serving hot McCann's Irish oatmeal, the greatest oatmeal on earth. This show is presented by More Hoolies Hoolie after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150. There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggerty's. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero, or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did. There's only one Irish pub in the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks.
Okay. All Star Weekend in the Shy.
John Tesh is making money off this.
Yep. In the Shy.
Yeah. Anybody excited about that?
No.
Nobody.
I can't get excited at all about it. I didn't even know what was going on until today.
I'm in the dunk contest.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good luck there.
I'm going to do something awesome.
I'm wearing overalls.
Zach LaVine of the Bulls, LaVine.
You can call him whatever.
He's not participating in the dunk championship.
He got snubbed.
He got snubbed as an All Star, so he chose just to participate. He said if he had made the All Star team, he would have done the dunk and the three contest, but he's just doing the 3-point contest.
All right.
So, if you're listening right now, you could probably tune in and see Zach shooting some threes. NBA All-Star Weekend when we were kids growing up was a big deal. Maybe it's just because it was Jordan and Bird and
Magic.
It was like golden era of the NBA.
Yeah. Plus there was no cell phones.
So no.
You had nothing else to look at.
That's true.
Yeah, and obviously, I shouldn't say, and I will say this, the caliber of athlete is so much different and probably more superior today than it was then.
Yeah.
Right.
So when you would see another human being do the things that these guys did, you were like, holy smokes. Now I feel like everybody's the same. They're all that good. They're all that, it's like,
right.
How many dunks, all the dunks look the same.
How many dunks can we see?
Even though all the,
well, the NBA's boring to me now. I mean, how many dunks can we see?
Yeah, there's plenty of people that feel that way.
Bill walking around a Pier 1 airport talking right. to people.
Watch out, my grandmother was bitten by a prehistoric Zellweger when I was little. She had a lamp just like that. You like NBA?
What do you think of the Pistons?
Yeah.
Had a guy at the, weren't we doing a bit a while ago where there was a guy talking about the Bulls at the mall? At a store at a Marshalls or something?
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Oh, that was if we asked a gentleman at Kohl's if he liked Shakira, and he said that he wasn't sure if he liked Shakira, but...
Shakira.
That's right. We like to ask a lot of retail...
hypothetical questions to characters that
to
don't
retail
exist.
Employees?
Retail employees.
Yeah, sure. We do.
Okay, keep going. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I would say the last dunk contest that really caught your attention was the Vince Carter. That was 2000. We were in college. I remember.
I just saw a clip of that today.
We
posted that on Facebook.
Gathered around a TV and actually watched that like it was 1990. It was a good feeling.
Vinsanity is when Vinsanity was born.
There's a petition, I think, started. They want to get him in it next year. He'll be 43 years old.
Really? Oldest man in the dunk contest?
A lot of people think that he could possibly win it still at this age.
That would be cool if they could. If old NBA legends would come back to be in a dunk contest.
That would be cool.
Or a three contest. Like, they just train for a couple weeks. Like Craig Hodges all of a sudden says, okay, let's do this.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't think
Hodges versus Kyle Korver or something in the three contest.
That would be great. That's a great idea. Have Spud Webb back in the dunk contest?
Yeah.
Well, it's a legends game, essentially, is what you're saying. And this has been done.
No, it's current stars. Oh, D. Brown with the pumps.
D. Brown was the pumps, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where he covered his eyes and did the blindfolded kind of dunk.
Sure.
Yeah.
Above the rim.
Yeah, right.
Reebok's big campaign, Above the Rim.
Those were the golden years.
Didn't they do a movie called Above the Rim?
Sure did.
Tupac Shakur?
Yes, Mr. Shakur was in that.
Leon. Cinematic movie star Leon?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Only known as Leon.
Yeah.
Just three white guys talking about Above the Rim.
Sure.
That's all.
On this Irish radio show.
And too much dunking in basketball.
You know who wasn't Above the Rim? There's just too much dunking.
Bernie Mac, was he
the Bernie one? Mac, the late, great Bernie Mac here in Chicago.
That's right.
And the soundtrack was Regulators by Nate Dogg and Warren G. Regulate.
Sure.
Yep, that was a great movie, that Above the Rim.
I think that might be the last time I got nostalgic for the All-Star Game, was just maybe watching a little Above the Rim. They don't really tie to each other very well, but...
No, I think you could watch Above the Rim on Friday night and then get, you know... After the dunk contest, like, just be all in a great mood and get some popcorn, put on Above the Rim, and then
enjoy some Tupac.
Get ready for Sunday.
I actually saw a fascinating stat about Mr. Shakur today.
About Tupac Shakur?
Yeah, he recorded over 715 songs, starred in seven films from 1991 to 1996. He also had sold 75 million records, 9 platinum albums, 7 albums worth of music ready to go after he died, and this all happened by the age of 25.
Wow. Tupac.
It makes you feel like you should be doing more.
He's accomplished more at 25.
We could sell 75 million albums of this show.
Well, we'd have to have a lot more Zellweger material.
Yeah. You know what we need is what do you call a guy who's a spider expert? We need one of them to come on the show and tell us what's going down.
We should have a spider expert come on.
Spiderologist.
They worry me.
I was just going to say spiderologist, but I don't think there is such a thing.
That would arachnophobist. Be
arachnophobist?
Arachnologist.
Spiders, NBA, Zellweger.
Tupac.
Tupac.
These are the things that are important to us. Would you ever let a tarantula like crawl up your arm?
No.
No, under no circumstances?
No, I don't think
so. What about
a
check for 10 grand?
Sure. For 10 G's, you're going to let you put a tarantula on me?
Yeah.
Is it poison, like very poisonous, or is it like a nice tarantula?
If it bites you, you're going to be in the hospital for a little while.
Is there tarantulas poisonous?
But there's a 99% chance that that nothing will happen to you.
All right, put the tarantula on me.
Take the money, Billy. Take the tarantula money.
Yeah, I mean, people used to do that in Fear Factor all the time. That's
Did you hear
much
Billy
won
tarantula
was.
Money? Yeah, that show bugged me, Fear Factor. It's like, just have someone eat poop and give them $1 million. That's the ultimate test, is it not?
I was somewhat entertained by Fear Factor every now and then. I had a buddy on Fear Factor, Mike Raspatello. Shout out to you, Mike.
That's very true. Mike Raspatello did do an episode of Fear Factor.
He ate a spoonful
of all kinds of weird stuff.
Spoonful of roaches?
We should have him on one time and ask him to talk about it. He'd have a great story about that, I'm sure.
Yeah, Fear Factor,
yeah,
NBA.
Fear Factor's been off the air for about 15 years.
Oh, Fear Factor been off. Why are we going to have him on? Fear Factor been off the air for like 18 years.
I know I'm wearing this Fear Factor hat, and I know it's been off the air for 15 years.
I can
years,
still remember the logo. Black with
big
yellow. Fear Factor.
But I ain't going near that spider. That's one of them Zellwiggers.
Yeah, exactly. Tonight's episode of Fear Factor, Jimmy eats a bowl of Zellwiggers.
Squinty-eyed spiders.
Right.
Wow.
Custer shout out of the guys.
Oh, excuse me. Custer shout out.
Yeah. No, this is the. I'm. Cuts to a shout out. Cuts to a shot of. I'm storyboarding this for everybody for our listeners.
Cuts to a shot of. I thought you were talking about Custer donuts. You son of a gun.
Cut to a shot of the man's wife screaming, "Eat those tarantulas!"
Oh. Okay.
Let the tarantula crawl on you. We need the money.
Right. Pay the mortgage, eat the Zellweger.
Eat the Zellweger to pay the mortgage.
Eat the Zellweger should be Reebok's next campaign.
Reebok, eat the Zellweger.
Spider with gym shoes on.
Right.
Oh, man. NBA All-Star Weekend. You were saying... Everybody always says the best weekend ever for Chicagoans, obviously, was when Jordan, I think, in, what was that, 85?
Yeah, sure.
When he did the free throw line dunk.
Yeah, that was like 88.
You might be right, yes. I'm sorry. You stand corrected.
Yeah, that must have been amazing. That must have been amazing to be at Chicago Stadium.
I think it was the last time the All-Star Game was here in Chicago.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy to think about it.
I probably should have tried to go to that, but I didn't. I was only 8, though. I can't just, you know, jump in a Cadillac and go down Madison Street at eight years old.
But, yeah, the city will be hopping this weekend because of that. There'll be NBA superstars all over the city partying, I'm sure.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of selfies at the Billy Goat with, you know, Rod Carew and everybody.
Rod Carew's the NBA the great Goat. Rod Carew.
Major League Baseball's Rod Carew will be at the Billy Goat this
Malone.
Weekend during the NBA All-Star Game.
Moses Malone, Rod Carew, Alex B. Keaton.
Sure, Michael J. Fox, Rod Carew, and Moses Malone will be signing autographs at the Billy Goat during NBA. I can't tell. People might believe this.
Who's they?
Our listeners.
Well, I got new news about the Peters-Anderson wedding.
Yeah, the John Peters-Pamela Anderson nuptials.
It's a lot worse than you think.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
A lot worse.
It's way worse. Now that it only took 12 days for it to end.
It turns out he's a bit of a psychopath.
Really, Clay? Maybe you have a little bit more information than I do. What I've read and what People Magazine is reporting is that... good old People Magazine.
Yeah, can we get some news music?
All right. The next segment is brought to you by People Magazine.
Yeah, what'd you read on People?
Well, he's saying, what'd you read on People?
What'd you read on People about Pam Anderson? Well, girl Pam.
John Peters claims Pamela Anderson married him to pay off bills. I'm an old fool, he says of himself.
Yeah. Right. Not surprised.
So.
But I heard he was very controlling, whatever that means.
Well, he was, after he paid the bills, he probably said, Pamela, we're going to have dinner now and we're going to go out. And she was like, no, we're not doing any of that. And he was like, what?
I heard she also let a half dozen Zellwegers loose in his house.
That could have been a big problem.
And he is terrified of spiders.
Well, maybe he was, he said, we're going to want, I want you to be barbed wire when you're at home here.
I noticed, I saw a photo of her during this whole ordeal, and the barbed wire tattoo is gone.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, she might have
had it zapped.
She could have had that zapped.
She probably looked at it one day and said, wow, that's stupid looking.
Or maybe Peters told her, you got to get the barbed wire tattoo back, and she was like, that's it, it's over.
He wanted full, all the way up and down her arms and legs, all barbed wire.
That would be real disturbing.
I want you fully barbed wired.
The marriage only lasted 12 days. That would be like a 6-month tattoo, you know, like
probably
4 or 5 different visits.
You can knock that out in three, four visits.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't end well. He says, I dropped everything for Pam, he claimed. She had almost $200,000 in bills and no way to pay it. So I paid it, and this is the thanks I get. There's no fool like an old fool. So he's playing victim. In response to John Peters' allegations, a rep for People and Anderson, or a rep for Anderson, told People, these claims are not only entirely fabricated, they're ludicrous. Despite these are ludicrous, John. What is
Excuse me.
Playing.
Sorry.
Something just interrupted my thought brain process.
You're on a Pam Anderson streak.
I was trying to give the news from People.
Well, I'm hoping they can patch things up.
Well, she said she hopes that all is well. She was actually kind of classy about it. She just decided not to slam John too hard, which makes me think maybe there's some truth to it. Maybe he did pay off her bills, and she was like, "All right, I gotta get out of here. This is crazy. What have I done?
Yeah. Come on,
I'm going back to Canada." She's got like a big.
She Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, she's got a big palace in Canada?
She's got a Canadian palace somewhere.
Pam's Palace?
It's made entirely out of denim.
Got a homemade of denim, huh?
The walls are all denim.
Right.
They got pockets. These walls have pockets. That's a real estate agent.
A British real estate agent in British Columbia.
Pam Anderson wants to live here. All these walls are made of pure denim. The corners have pockets. There's barbed wire everywhere.
Yeah, you can stick your pen in the pocket, right?
Whoa, Billy.
What? What?
What else is going on, guys?
Nothing. No. That's it. That's been my...
That's all you got?
I've had John Peters and Pam on my brain all week.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of... Billy Squire from last week's been on the brain. Now we're talking about Zellweger, and she's on the brain. We got NBA All-Stars.
Billy referenced the... Go ahead. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Bill was talking about the NBA, the famous NBA VHS tape that he had, Superstars.
Oh, yeah, during the break. That was one of the things that...
If you haven't seen Superstars, I recommend it. Go on YouTube and watch Superstars NBA video.
Yeah, it's the most vague thing ever.
Go on YouTube, watch NBA Superstars video.
It's
great.
It was produced, I think, by Sports Illustrated.
It was.
If you Google Sports Illustrated NBA Superstars, I'm sure it'll come up. But
it was basically highlights of Bird, Jordan, Dominique Wilkins, Isaiah Thomas.
Like, each player had their own music song, video. And
Bud Webb, Jordan, Bird, Barkley. Julius Irving.
Like Bird had Small Town by Mellencamp.
He did.
Yeah. Who had Take My Breath Away?
Michael Jordan.
Oh, what a great song.
Michael Jordan had Take My Breath Away.
Julius Irving had I Believe the Children Are Our People.
Someone had that?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar had a song called So Happy Skyhooking.
Yeah. That's a real song?
Yeah.
Wow. Irving had Greatest Love of All.
The greatest love.
Hook shots. Yeah. And no, it was just Julius Irving, you know, the doctor.
Oh, I think Magic. I think you said Magic. Yeah. How about a little Take My Breath Away, huh, guys?
We could do that. Do we have it?
In honor of NBA All-Star Weekend?
We love you, Michael.
Turning every time.
Jordan from the free throw line.
Michael.
Right.
God, I miss him.
Yes. There's like a cut to of like, you know, some broker from the Board of Trade in the front row crying. Yeah. You know, with a Rolex on.
Yeah. Coked up broker from 88.
Right, coked up broker from 88. There's like 20 of them on the floor watching.
Collar up, polo shirt, collar up.
Absolutely.
Love the Bulls.
Right.
Bulls! Jordan Bulls, front row.
Terrible mustaches. Trimmed, nicely cute mullets.
I got to buy some IBM tomorrow.
80s stockbroker. I like that character. 80s. Bulls, blow, Rolex. I got to buy some IBM tomorrow. I don't know what I'm doing.
Front row stockbroker. Yeah, that song was also in Top Gun, the aviation film.
The great aviation movie.
The naval aviation film, Top Gun.
Did you know that President Trump watches Top Gun before he goes to bed every night?
I'm sure he does. He's like, I get a Ben in this.
I just love when the plane takes off. It's my favorite. When the engines rip. Oh.
I can't believe guys can fly these.
But he doesn't like Kelly McGillis, I heard.
Yeah.
No. He ain't a big fan of hers.
I wonder what he thinks of Cruz.
I don't know.
Little pipsqueak Cruz. Look at him with the sunglasses. Little twerp.
Well, Top Gun, there is a new Top Gun coming out. Like, I don't know, Top Gun 2.0.
Top Gun,
whatever,
XFL style.
Whatever, yeah, right. Whatever. An excuse to make money on the franchise again. But they are bringing back a lot
Cruz.
Of... Cruz.
Kilmer.
Kilmer. Iceman's back.
The guy
back.
From ER.
Goose? I don't
Anthony
think...
Anthony Edwards?
Or he's dead.
Goose
he's
dead. He gone. Yeah.
The ghost of him would be great.
He gone.
The Goose? He gone.
They're bringing the ghost of Goose.
They should
Maverick.
Have...
Iceman.
They should have Hawk Harrelson in it.
Former announcer.
They should have Hawk call the NBA dunk contest.
That would be amazing, too.
You know?
In Chicago.
Yeah.
He looks up, dunk!
You know, hit the rim, doggone it. Hit the rim again.
Hit the rim, doggone it.
Yeah, are you going to see this Top Gun film, aviation, the new aviation film?
I am curious, and I'm rather excited for it.
When's it coming out, Pat?
I don't know. This summer, I believe. The trailer was out
July 4th. Danny Brains.
They released
at all.
The trailer like a year in advance.
That was just
June 26th. All right,
so they got that, and then I believe the other big release is going to be Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters. It's going to be those
I'm
be
over
the two
Ghostbusters.
Summer blockbusters.
How many Ghostbusters can you make?
Oh, this one looks pretty good.
Yeah,
it's not, gonna, trailer
it's not the same without Ramis.
You gotta have Spangs.
You gotta have Spangs.
Well, there's. My understanding is the whole movie is around Spangler.
Oh, okay.
What Spangler did. Well,
the premise surrounds.
The premise is Spangler's grandchildren and children.
Is Slimer in it?
Slimer is in it, my understanding.
I'm a big Slimer guy. You think there's anyone out there, full grown man, who's a giant Slimer fan?
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, in New York.
There's somebody sitting in a Dairy Queen somewhere with a Slimer t-shirt on, just talking.
That's not what
all
we
about
asked,
Slimer.
Bill?
Eating them, thinking about Slimer.
Us. We're the ones sitting around thinking about Slimer. You think there's anybody out there like a Slimer fanatic? You mean outside of us talking about him right now? On our freeform radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do think that Trump is probably a big President Trump's probably a big Top Gun fan.
Okay.
But I can see him using Top Gun in some capacity, like as a patriotic thing. Like,
yeah,
he's going to wedge in there somehow, you know?
Okay.
He just wants to sit in a fighter jet and have his picture taken. Well, like, oh, look at me, I'm Top Gun now.
I could see him doing that, like flying in on one of those aircraft carrier.
I just shot down 17 enemy fighters.
And giving a talk, you know?
Sir, there's no war going on.
President,
there?
Yes, hi. President Trump would like to take a spin around in one of the planes this afternoon.
You can do
take
that.
My breath away, please, for
at the air show? The air show down in Plano, Texas? Can we make that happen?
Sure.
Yeah, I'll get Jenny Dorito on it right away.
That's right.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that, too. I can't wait to see Cruz in action again.
Yeah. Baseball has started again. Pitchers and catchers have reported Bick to camp.
Bick?
Yep.
Nobody cares.
Oh, I'm into this. This year is...
Let me tell you something, Billy. Don't get your hopes up, all right? I don't want you to
I'm
get
not.
Your, I don't want you to get your emotions all out of whack.
I'm staying with my... I'm going to go with 86 wins.
Just say 90.
No, because 90 could be the differential of winning the division or getting a playoff. I don't know.
Just say 90.
86.
86 wins for the White Sox.
Yep. I'm saying 90. Do you want to? No, I can't.
No, I mean 90 is a.
Anyone ever bought?
No one's ever got me my Alpine. There could be.
From.
You have to remember, there could just be injuries, and all of a sudden they go, you know, 71 wins, and you're like, what?
All their pitchers could get bitten by a Zellweger.
Yeah, that could happen too.
Get into camp and
the pitcher camping trip.
Yeah,
you're very excited, huh, Bill?
I think the Cubs are going to be any good?
I
do think the Cubs are good. They're in a very difficult division. As the White Sox, I mean, people are like, "Oh, they should win 90 games, go to the playoffs." I'm like, we forget that Minnesota won 100 games last year.
Billy, what do you think about this new playoff thing? The new proposed schedule thing.
Yeah. Oh, Manfred proposed it. I mean, no, they don't need more teams in the playoffs.
They're talking about just a. It sounds like a cluster.
Well, they did pass the rule today that the new three batter rule. Did you see that with pitchers?
You can use three bats at once.
No, you cannot bring a pitcher in to just face one batter anymore. A pitcher has to face a minimum of three batters before you can substitute your pitcher from now on.
Oh wow!
Some pitchers come. I've seen some pitchers throw one pitch.
Some guys have made careers out of that for like the last like you know 6 or 7 years in the league. You're just a guy who like a lefty who comes out of the pen, pitches to one guy, and goes
get the
back.
Lefty sidearmer out there.
Right?
Yeah.
Their jobs are cut, essentially, in an effort to speed. They want to speed the game up. But the pitching changes. Yeah, So
baseball.
I think it's a good rule, actually.
It'll be here before you know it. Sox open up March 28th, Thursday, against the Kansas City Royals. I will be there.
Bringing a bag of Doritos with you?
Doritos, pistachios, Modelos.
Taping them to your body.
Doritos, Modelos.
Yeah. Billy taping Modelos to his body so he doesn't have to pay for them.
The other thing about the Cubs is, where are people going to watch these Cub games? Marquee Network doesn't have a deal yet with Comcast, and that's the big talk.
Get on the rooftops, people.
Well, and Marquee Network is set to launch in like a week.
Launch the network now.
A lot of the fans, I'm excited for this network, and I'm not even a Cub fan.
I'm excited for this network.
I
is
am.
That Phil Ponce?
I bet you he is.
I think that there's going to be some, it could be an opportunity for them to create its own brand. It's going to be its own branded sports network. Obviously, yes, it's going to be home to the Cubs, but I think it's a cool opportunity for the city. You might see some really cool original content coming out of that channel at some point. And I think that
it all has to be Cubs related, though.
No,
like, could we write a sitcom for the network?
I think potentially that
Baseball Follies.
I think that it's going to be a syndicated network. Yeah, Baseball Follies. Hoolies Hoolie presents baseball.
Well, what's the Yes Network? Is that the Yankees network?
Yeah, the Yes Network is Yankees.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're doing the same thing, essentially.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But what else does the Yes Network have? They have regular shows.
I don't know per se. I'm sure they license
they have,
content.
Like, Yankees talk in like you know sports shows, and then they don't have like you know baseball.
Well,
comics.
They have licensed old games, and you know I'm sure they're going to compile like much of the way ESPN Classic had licensed footage from you know all the professional sports leagues.
Yeah,
you have a curated library of content that the Cubs own. Right. And I'm sure with the proper producers underneath it that you can create some pretty interesting stories and things to show on that network.
So what's going on with this now? They don't have a deal with Comcast. So currently, if you're a Cub fan, you're in limbo as far as where you're going to be able to watch these games.
Well, they're going to be able to listen to the games no matter what on the score here in Chicago. But yes, they're right now, if you live out of state, you could essentially watch the MLB network, right, from a streaming perspective. If you live in-state here, you can't get MLB Network, and all of a sudden they black your games out and make you go to your provider. That's why a lot of people had Comcast.
Right.
Because they wanted to be able to watch, you know, Comcast Sports Channel, air the Sox games and Cubs games and GN. And so, so essentially what happens now is you have to, like, one of the carriers, so Dish Network, Comcast, everybody has to get a deal with Marquee Network, including YouTube TV. And all these other streaming networks that exist. So all these deals are kind of in flux. And the time clock is down to almost zero. So that's what a lot of Cub fans are in limbo and kind of anxiously biting their nails. And they're not exactly, a lot of them at Cubs convention booed when Ricketts brought on Marquee Network.
Like,
no, we don't like have to pay. Now we got to pay for the Cubs, blah, 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 you know. And
how does Vetter feel about it?
I wonder how Vedder feels.
So is Len Casper still the voice of the Cubs then?
Yeah, they're all still involved. You know, they didn't try to uproot too much. But it's a lot of the fans are.
I think I read
worried.
They just signed Mark Grace to be part of the network as
they
well.
Got, yeah, Grace is a part of it. Sutcliffe's a part of it. Doug Glanville's a part of it. I think. There's a few other guys.
Okay.
So, Rick Steves
is going to be a part of it. Renee Zellweger.
Let me give you a tour down Clark Street.
Glanville. Yep. Thank you, Mike. Some of those guys are not essentially leaving their contracts with ESPN either. They're just going to come on and be like, you know, they'll do guest segments when they're around the area or in town.
Sure.
You know?
Well, we're only about a month away, but a little more than that.
Can't wait.
And then we got, by the way, this weekend is Valentine's Day.
I know.
You guys ready? You got your gifts for your lovely ladies?
Nothing yet.
No.
I haven't even
thought you're not a Valentine's Day. You've never been a Valentine's Day guy. We've had this discussion.
Get a box of chocolates.
That's a boring thing to do. Right?
Yeah.
Why is always the husband who has to do something for their spouse on Valentine's Day? Does the wife ever have to do anything for the husband? Wouldn't that
be something? Of course.
Oh, come on. I mean, don't be like that.
Me? What do you mean? I just want, you know, sometimes I need a little TLC on Valentine's Day too.
Oh, come on.
Why do I have to put all the effort in?
What do you want? A big chocolate bunny?
Yes. You know? You know what I would love? A big chocolate Zellweger spider.
Big chocolate spider?
I got a chocolate Zellweger for my Valentine.
I spent $450 on a custom chocolate Zellweger spider for my spouse.
On that note, let's take a commercial break. More Hoolies Hooli after these.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero. And tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Welcome back. Final stretch of the program.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Another wacky one.
Indeed.
A lot of sports talk, a lot of Maverick talk from Top Gun.
What's that?
Zellweger.
Oh, yeah.
Oscars. The usual.
Prehistoric spiders.
Anything on the agenda for, there is no Valentine's Day plans for any of us. Aren't we such romantic people?
I'm going to take my wife out.
I want to wish my lovely fiance, Mary, a very happy birthday. It's her birthday on Tuesday.
Mary. Hey, happy Mary, Mary.
Happy birthday, Mary.
Yep.
Happy Mary birthday, Mary.
Yep.
Yep. I'm going to take my wife out somewhere nice to eat Sizzler or something. Yeah. Arby's.
They don't have Sizzler anymore, I don't think.
I got Sizzler.
I never went to a Sizzler.
Longhorn.
Ah, Sizzler, Longhorn, you get the joke.
Yeah, come on, you know what I'm talking about.
Never been to a Longhorn either. Maybe it's time we all go to a Longhorn.
I think we should.
Can we do a live remote broadcast from Longhorn?
Let's do it. We can have a production.
Live from Longhorn Steakhouse.
Live from Longhorn.
Why are we Southern for Longhorn?
It's gotta be. Next week, live from Longhorn, Hooli's Hooli.
Oh, my.
Live from Longhorn.
Sponsored by Loaders Peters Tractors.
Exactly.
And the new Ford F-150.
Yeah, so.
F-1, that's a good bit. F-1 cough. F-1.
Ford F-150. We'll do something nice. It's going to be nice.
Yeah, we plan on going out to dinner at some point this weekend as well and celebrating.
Anything else exciting planned?
There's Frozen Mayhem in Berlin is going on.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
The wrestling.
Or no, it's not Frozen Mayhem. It's called Broken Hearts and Broken Bones is the name of this
event. Even better.
At the Berwyn Eagles Hall. I was thinking about maybe going over to that.
Okay. All right, nice.
Bring the kids. I don't know yet.
A little wrestling action?
Yeah, still on the fence. I want to get a crew with me to go this time, like a bunch of people. They bring
60,
kids.
70 people.
Exactly. 60.
That'd be great.
That's the idea.
Get the Wahlbergs to go with you.
I would love to get the Wahlbergs. You guys are invited, Wahlbergs, if you're listening.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, I guess we'll check it out.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I got planned.
All right, cool. Yeah. I got nothing. I'm going to Utah next week.
Are you really?
Yeah.
What's in Utah?
Skiing.
Ah.
Snowboarding, skiing, mountains.
You're go Bill and Bill. You're going to Springfield.
I will not be here next week. Yeah, no.
You're going to Springfield, Illinois.
It'll just be you guys. I will be down in Springfield, Illinois.
What are you doing? A little Abe Lincoln research.
Little work trip to go see some territories down there.
Have you ever been there?
I have been there once before.
I've never been there. Isn't that sad? Don't you think really? Everyone should be required to go there?
Never been to the state capitol, huh?
No.
Yeah.
Patty, have you been there?
I have not.
You have not been to Springfield either, huh?
No, I haven't.
Should we go?
It's pretty cool.
You want to go there instead?
Sure. Why not?
I was down there for the Illinois State Fair years ago.
How was that?
It was cool. But I didn't stay overnight or anything like that. It was.
Do you have a corn dog?
I was an intern for the Illinois Office of Banks and Regulation. So I went down there, dropped off some stuff, hung out for, 5 or 6 hours, packed up shop, went home. Like, we were in shifts down there because nobody really lived down there. We were working out of the Chicago office. So
yeah.
Everybody had, their designated time slot that they had to be there.
Bill's talking time slots.
Billy goes to the Capitol.
And we were, and the state wasn't paying for us to have hotel rooms to stay overnight. So it was drive there and drive wherever you live later on.
Don't get bit by any Zellwegers. We'll see how much.
Do not get bit by any Zellwegers. No. So yeah, I'll be missing you guys next week.
Are there any big Valentine's I remember there used to be movies that would come out on Valentine's Day. Like a big romantic
sappy
comedy,
yep,
or something. And I feel like I haven't seen any of that this year.
Let's write one.
What happened to all the Valentine's films?
You missed the romantic comedy.
Is that a musical you're writing?
Yeah, that's
a musical about a guy singing about no Valentine's films.
It's about it's a musical about a producer who wants to make a Valentine's Day film.
Ooh, it's called it's called No Valentine.
It's called No Valentine. It's a Broadway hit.
I thought I was just gonna say Mr. Valentino.
It's called Eddie Valentine.
Ooh,
yeah, the story of Eddie Valentine.
Well, there's an Eddie Valentine in every town. You know what else there's in every every town also has a Tin Man. Just want to throw that
right.
Sometimes
they're the same person.
Sure. Well, it's been a wacky last hour again.
Yeah.
If you've enjoyed it, you can find archived episodes if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can search for us at iTunes if you go to Hooli's Hooli Show. Show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Mike Haggerty, Buick GMC, Volkswagen of Oak Lawn, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And personal injury attorney Carol N. Gallagher. Ooh, there it is, the greatest love of all.
In honor of Dr. J.
We love you, Whitney.
Julius Erving.
It's
and
All-Star
NBA Superstars. Make sure to watch that.
Yeah. Until next week.
Bye.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. Lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend.